Hi, my name is Isaiah Hardy and welcome to the Vessel Podcast, where we look to inspire, create, and motivate you to have a blessed day. Doing the right thing does not always feel good. Doing the right thing does not always feel right. Doing the right thing doesn't always feel fun. But I encourage you, don't strike the rock. Don't be disobedient to what God has called you to be. Don't give up being the moral high standard. Keep doing the right thing. Doing the right thing is a character builder. Test your faith and your perseverance, especially in the world that we live in. We live in a world where everything is seemingly okay. Everything is permissible, but not everything is beneficial. Everything is good, but not everything is good. And God has called us to a certain standard of excellency that takes true faith and true trust in what he has called us to do. And that often means that we have to be different from the world. We have to look different. We have to act different. And we have to be different in certain ways. And sometimes in doing those different things or those things that God has called us to do, we can get weary. We can get lonely. We can get frustrated. And don't allow God to teach you something in a manner that you don't want to be taught, especially since you didn't ask for a certain lesson. And then when he teaches you said lesson, it affects you emotionally, because that will really damage us as people and as Christians and as followers of him. And even if you're not a follower of God, you still go through this. The only difference is God is there for you to pick you up and remind you that you can get through this. And many don't have that. They don't know that God is there for them when their emotions have dragged them down to such a deep, dark place. And if your emotions are dragging you down, believer or non-believer, I'm here to remind you that God has called you to keep going and do what is right. In the Bible, there's a story with a character named Moses. Now, many people know who Moses is. If you don't, Moses was God's chosen. He was the chosen one, like Neo. To free God's people from slavery out of Egypt. And over the 40 years that he freed God's people and led them in the wilderness, those people kept getting agitated. And they would complain and whine and complain and whine and complain and whine some more. And eventually, just like every human being, Moses hit a tipping point. He hit the wall. He hit that moment where he was like, I'm over it. And God gave him a command. He said, Moses, I need you to speak to this rock so that water may sprout and that my people may be given something to drink. Now, this is nothing uncommon, but Moses didn't do that. Instead, Moses slapped the rock, struck it with his rod or with his staff, and water sprouted. And while the people were able to get water from it and drink and whatever, Moses disobeyed God. And he got punished for it. He wasn't allowed to lead his people into the promised land. And sometimes we get in instances where people can affect us emotionally. Life can affect us emotionally, morally. Bills, family, relationships, money. These are the things that can cause stress to anyone, Christian or non-Christian. And it can cause you to really question what is right and what is wrong. Because we've seen many people who do the wrong thing seemingly be blessed by fame, fortune, power. And here you are working a 9-to-5 regular job, trying to provide for your family, trying to provide for your people, trying to do what is right, and you're barely scraping by. Or here you are trying to follow God, trying to live up to his commands, trying to do what he has called you to do because you truly do love him. But you still don't feel like you're getting by, or you're still stuck in this rut, or you're still trapped in this season of just tremendous pain. I'm here to tell you, don't strike the rock. Don't give up being obedient to God. Don't give up doing the right thing, because doing the right thing ultimately builds character. It says in the Bible that we love it when we endure trials of many kinds, because we know that the testing of our faith develops perseverance. The only way you can build up muscle is by straining said muscle. and working it and applying pressure to it. That is how you build up the muscle. The strength, the character of a person is measured by how much they're willing to take and keep going. The thing is, every human being has a breaking point. So what happens when you hit that breaking point or that wall where you say, I don't want to do the right thing anymore. I want to fall. I want to mess up. Or I don't want to do what God has called me to do. Before you make that decision, you speak to the rock. You say, Lord, I'm weary. Can't do this. I am tapped out. There's been many a day where I've had to go, Lord, I don't have the strength to overcome this. Or God, I don't like what you're teaching me, but I need you to help me to accept what you're teaching me and to move forward. Because that's another thing. God will allow life to teach you, and that can be weary as well. You feel as if you're doing well and you're doing fine, and then he'll put a lesson on you or use people to teach you that one, you may not like, or two, you don't feel was necessary. And now that he has shown you the lesson, it is your job to accept it. And sometimes we don't like having to accept something that we don't think we need, especially if we see other people who didn't have that lesson. And then you go, well, wait, they're so successful and they didn't have this lesson. I'm still trying to follow you. I'm still trying to be obedient and respectful. And I'm being taught something that I didn't need to be taught. But God judges your heart and he lets you know what you need to be taught. From there, you have to go, all right, Lord, I'm going to be obedient. I'm going to keep going. Keep going. Don't give up. Don't give in. I think a lot of times as human beings, we get to a point where we see too much with our physical eye and it adds to the frustration, the lack of willpower, the lack of persistence or perseverance that we have in doing what is right. Because we've seen too many times where the story didn't have a happy ending for the good guy, per se, but for the bad guy, for the one who's cheating, lying, scheming, conniving. Seems like they're thriving. Here you are following God, and yet you're still hurting. You're still struggling. And you don't understand, how can a God who loves you so much allow you to struggle, especially since you're obeying and doing what he's called you to do? How can God allow that? And it's not because he doesn't love you, but it's because he does. It's because he knows that your strength is developed through trials and tribulations. But instead of disobeying him or not doing what is right anymore, instead of going down that path, before you get to that bridge, go to God and say, hey, I need you. I can't do this by myself. Go to him in honesty and say, hey, listen, this lesson you teaching me, I don't know how to accept it. I don't even like it, but I trust you. And get your second wind, because I'm telling you, whether you believe or you don't, we are not meant to live this life alone. And that second wind can't ultimately come from you, but it has to come from God. It has to come from somebody bigger than you, somebody greater than yourself, greater than us. And that's only found in Jesus Christ. That's only found in him. And my encouragement to you is, before you give up, before you give up doing what you know is the good thing, the moral ground, the high ground, and give in to the satisfaction of your flesh or your sin or whatever you think would cause you to do better and it will only cause you to do worse, call to God and he will answer you. Remember that his grace is sufficient for you. Rise up and pray and remind yourself that your strength is not yours, but is his. So when that willpower taps out, go to him. When you're tired of doing the same thing over and over and over and not yielding a good result, go to him. Remember where your strength comes from. Remember that the high ground literally comes from the Most High God. Keep doing the right thing. This has been the Vessel Podcast. Don't give up on doing what is good. Trust me, God sees you, and your reward is not that far away. All right, y'all. Be blessed. Peace.